This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have Carlton Bird giving today's devotional message, Ronnie Mills from our very own Hope Channel,
and a delicious green curry recipe. Stay with us. Good morning and happy Friday, friends. Happy last day of 2021. Can you imagine? We have reached the end of the year together. We have been so thankful for this year, and we can't wait to see what God will do in this new coming year.
Surely, that is absolutely true. Usually on this day, we make New Year's resolutions. As you end the year, we hope that seeking the love, joy, peace, and hope that Jesus longs to share with you will be at the top of your resolutions list.
Amen. And we are sure that our program this morning will bring blessings to you as we think about the possibilities that come with the new year. This morning, Carlton Bird joins us to share an encouraging devotional thought, and our friend Ronnie Mills is back with some more amazing news to share. And we have a delightful green curry recipe. Oh, that's perfect for New Year's Eve.
What do you know?
All right. But first, this day in history.
It was early 1500s when explorers in Central America initiated an interest in finding a shortcut from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. The Roman Emperor Charles V officially commissioned a survey of the Isthmus of Panama, and several plans for a canal were produced, but none ever implemented. Several hundred years later, during the expansion of the American West and the California Gold Rush, the United States developed an interest in building a canal. In 1880, a French company run by the builder of the Suez Canal started digging a canal across the Isthmus of Panama. Over 20,000 workers died from tropical diseases, and the company eventually went bankrupt, selling its project rights to the United States in 1902 for $40 million. Over 56,000 people worked on the canal between 1904 and 1913, and over 5,600 lost their lives. The canal cost the U.S. a whopping $375 million to build, but was considered a great engineering marvel and represented America's emergence as a world power upon its completion. However, in 1977, President Jimmy Carter and Panama's General Omar Torrijos signed two new treaties in response to over 20 years of Panamanian protest, called for a transfer of canal control in 1999, and it happened on this day in history, in 1999.
It all started with the problem with the connection between the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean. And so it began with us. You see, when Adam and Eve sinned, our connection to God was severed. The ones he had created to live with him could no longer live in his presence because they had chosen to sin. Jesus stepped in, friends. He stepped in to redeem us. He stepped in to reconnect us with himself. He came to this earth to show us that if we stay close to him, we can live a life of victory in him. All that is left for us to do now is to say yes and to choose to be reconnected with him. Won't you say yes today?
And of course, today is New Year's Eve. We pray that each one of you will have a wonderful new year and that you will take time to say yes to Jesus and bask in his wonders and promises. This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we have a special feature from Ready, Set, Cook, a cooking series that strives to produce recipes that will nourish our bodies and keep our minds clear. Today, we will be learning how to cook a delicious green curry sauce. Green curry is a classic Thai flavor that is loved around the world. We hope you enjoy it too.
That looks delicious and perfect for a cold winter meal. Well, friends, we have to take a short break, but when we return, Ronnie Mills will be here to share some amazing news with us. Also, don't forget to visit our website at hope.study to claim your free Bible study guides. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. We hope you will be blessed by our program today.
This morning, Ronnie Mills from our very own Hope Channel is here with us to share important news. We can't wait to hear it, Ronnie.
Happy New Year's Eve. Can you believe it's the last day of 2021? God has truly been good. The fact that you're still here lets you know that God is still in the blessing business. And joining me today for this last day of December is Jason Miller, Hope Channel's Director of Planned Giving. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Ronnie. It's great to be here as we wrap up the year.
Wow, God is good. Well, Jason, what is Planned Giving?
So, Ronnie, Planned Giving is how you ensure that the people you love and the things you love are taken care of no matter what happens to you. And I think as we end this year, we love thinking about, you know, not just our possessions, but our family, what we really value. And Planned Giving is the process of how you do that. It can involve sitting down, making a list, and even putting together your estate plan or even writing a will.
Wow. Now, how is Planned Giving connected with my relationship with God?
So, Ronnie, a lot of people, when they think of Planned Giving, they hear about money and taxes and finances and practical benefits. And that's all good. But the biggest reason to care about Planned Giving is because God has made us stewards of everything He's given to us. As Christians, we're responsible to take care of those resources, and Planned Giving helps ensure that what God has given us, we take care of using the guidance that He has given us.
Speaking of stewardship, Jason, I understand that you recently released a project that will help individuals around the world to understand stewardship better. Please explain.
Yes, Ronnie. So some of you who watch Hope Channel might be familiar with our Hope.Study program. We at Hope Channel have been very intentional about putting Bible studies together to help people understand the practical principles in the Bible. And one of these is called Steps Towards Faithful Stewardship. We just released it only a few weeks ago. It's written by my friend John Matthews, and it gives practical principles how we can take care of everything God has given us, Ronnie.
Wow. I think we all need to make sure we go online today and find that course. I know you're going to give us more information.
That's
on how
right.
People can find the course.
Hope.study. Go to hope.study. You'll see a bunch of courses and find the one Steps Toward Faithful Stewardship. And you can take the course and you can experience how to become a good steward for yourself.
Wow. Now, with this being the last day of 2021, is there anything people need to do in terms of plan giving?
There definitely is, Ronnie. This is the end of the year. That means when you're looking at your taxes, you're looking at all those finances, this is the last chance to get everything together. And I want to tell you, if you're 70 and a half or older, there's something specific you can do from your retirement account. Now, the details vary a little bit, Ronnie, but what you can do if you're 70 and a half or older is you can donate to Hope Channel tax-free. Now, again, the details of it are a little complicated with the tax law. It's something called a qualified charitable distribution, and that you give this donation. And in fact, if you're 72 or older, you're actually required to take a certain amount from your retirement account, an IRA. And if you give this donation to Hope Channel, you can have a 100% tax-free discount. But it's important you do it. If you want it for this year, you got to do it today, because today is December 31st. Or if you're thinking about next year, contact me and you can make sure you have your donation ready for next year.
Wow. Well, any final comments, Jason, as we close out 2021?
Of course. 2021, it's been a crazy year, but we know that God wants us to care about the things He's given us, our health, our finances, and Planned Giving is an important part of this process, Ronnie. Please feel free, if you want to know any more questions, maybe about the Bible study, or even about doing a planned gift, contact me. You can email me, jason.miller@hopetv.org, or you could also call me, 888-339-7526, 888-339-PLAN. Call me and we can have a conversation about Planned Giving, whether this year or for the years to come.
Well, thank you, Jason, and thank you. end your year on a high note by supporting Hope Channel. We wish God's continued blessings upon your family and in the new year of 2022. God bless.
Thank you, Ronnie, for sharing. And if you're enjoying our program on Facebook, right now, go ahead and click on share. Share us with a friend. Share us on your page so that you can share the hope with others. And visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup for more.
And friends, we'd love to hear some of your New Year's resolutions. Be sure to stop by our official Hope Channel Facebook page and leave us a message. Now we have to take a short break, but when we return, we will have today's devotional thought by Carlton Bird. Wake Up with Hope. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for staying with us this bright Friday morning.
And it's now time for our devotional thought. This morning, it will be brought to us by Dr. Carlton Bird.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Carlton Bird, Speaker Director for Breath of Life Television Ministries. And I'm thankful that you've joined this morning for Wake Up with Hope. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, today we thank you for another day of life. Another day where we can realize and experience hope in you. Bless us now as we spend this time with you and with one another. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Today we're going to talk about prayer. And I need you to understand that the intent of prayer is not necessarily to inform God of something. Because if the intent of prayer were to inform God of something, it would suggest that God isn't all-knowing. But let me remind you, God is omniscient. God is all-knowing. And the Bible is clear that God knows what you need before you even ask. So then, if God knows what I need before I ask, why pray? So we have somewhat of a quandary here because God knows what we need before we ask. But God still tells us to ask in prayer and that he will give whatever we ask. But don't misinterpret the text. God doesn't give us what we want when we ask, but God gives us what we need when we ask. There's a difference between need and want. Every prayer from us is heard and it's answered by God. But if the request is wrong, God says no. If the timing is wrong, God says slow. If you are wrong, God says grow. But if the request is right, the timing is right, and you are right, God says go. Jesus says ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Now notice here, we're using three verbs. Ask, seek, and knock. And they're what we call imperative commands. They're necessary directives, which means Jesus wouldn't have said it if Jesus didn't mean it. The Lord then expects every believer to be active in prayer. Prayer then is not an option. He knows what we need, but yet we have to ask. But not only that, when you study the Greek text in the New Testament for this text, there are two basic kinds of imperatives. There's an aorist imperative, and there's what we call a present imperative. Now, the aorist imperative is a command to do a particular thing at one specific time. But the present imperative is a command not only to do something, but to keep on doing it indefinitely. Present tense then implies continuous, persistent action. In our text in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus is speaking in the present imperative tense. So then what Jesus is saying in the text is, not only must we ask, but we've got to ask and keep on asking. We have to seek and keep on seeking. We have to knock and keep on knocking, which is why we associate prayer with the acronym PUSH, because you have to pray until something happens. But there's more. These present tense imperative verbs, ask, seek, and knock, they have a natural progression of action from least aggressive to most aggressive. In other words, there's a reason Jesus puts these words in the order that they're in. Jesus is saying not only must we engage in continuous, persistent action, but he's also saying that the very words ask, seek, and knock suggest an ever-increasing intensity in prayer. Step one is asking. When you ask someone something, you're making a request of them. Asking in prayer is to make a request of God. We ask something of God when we have a need, and we ask something of God because he can provide for all of our needs. If we want to receive, we must ask. Step two is then seeking. Seeking is asking plus action. We seek when we need something of value to us. There are times when we need to take an active role in the prayer process. If we want to find, we must seek. You got to ask, but then you also have to act. And then step three is knocking. Knocking is asking plus action plus attitude. This implies our petition in asking, our purpose in seeking, and our persistence in knocking. We knock when we're shut out from what we need and desire entrance in. When we're trying to get in a door, if we want entrance, we must knock. The text says, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. It's continuous action. It's intensified, aggressive action until we get what we need. So then don't grow weary in asking God for what you need. After all, doesn't the word of God say, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So then we have to ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. And this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that whatever we ask, we know we have. And we have not because we ask not. Jesus said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. When I was younger, when I was a young kid, we used to sing a song, and the words to the song went something like this. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want. Back then, there were no cell phones or smartphones. And we were then also sing, you can call, collect, because he'll accept. Tell him what you want. The word of God says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. We must pray without ceasing. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. Because the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Friends, prayer is the most important conversation of your day. Take it to God before you take it to anyone else. So just ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. You must knock and keep on knocking. May God bless you, is my prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Bird. You have truly inspired us this morning through the Word of God.
And thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope. If you would like to learn more about our program, rewatch a segment during the weekend, or share with a friend, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we look forward to starting the week and the new year together, so don't forget to join us on Monday. Jean Boonstra from Voice of Prophecy will be sharing a devotional thought, and Kenya Reyes will be joining us to share upcoming events here on Hope Channel. You don't want to miss it. And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Amen. Did you say the word free?
I always do.
You didn't miss that word, did you? It's free. That's hope.study. And we are sure that our free Bible study guides will be a blessing to you, as it has been to many people around the world.
Amen. Friends, as the year comes to a close, we encourage you to take these beautiful reminders of God's love with you into the new year. We encourage you to resolve to surrender everything to Him. You will truly never regret it. We hope you have a great weekend and a wonderful new year.
Amen. And don't stay up too late tonight, because many of us are going to be going to church tomorrow, and we want to have a fresh new start to a new day. Now, let's celebrate together. But before we leave, we want to share with you a Bible promise. And it's taken from the Word of God. And it says, "Blessed are those who have regard for the weak. The Lord delivers them in times of trouble. The Lord protects and preserves them. They are counted among the blessed in the land. He does not give them over to the desire of their foes." Psalms chapter 41, verses 1 and 2. As you start your weekend and your new year, seek out those that are in need. Lend a helping hand, a shoulder to cry on, or simply a listening ear. And God promises that you will certainly be blessed if you do. What a better way than that to start the year. Let's pray together as we begin this day. Father in heaven, thank you so much, Lord, for the countless blessings you give us. Wow, Lord, 2021 has been a year that has been filled with all kinds of activities and memories. Some not good memories, others amazing, wonderful memories. We all have various experiences. But one thing we do know, that as we enter into a new year, that you have precious thoughts towards us. You have a promise to give us a future and a hope. Could this be the year, Lord, that our lives are transformed and we draw closer to you more than ever before? May that be our experience, Lord. Bless us as we enter into a new day and prepare to begin a new year, holding hand on to the hand of Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.